No landmark in Prague is more famous than the 14th century Charles Bridge, which has undergone major renovation over the last 2 years, a project that has come under unparalleled scrutiny and also criticism. On one side, representatives of the city as well as the firm conducting the repairs say the project is slowly but surely nearing successful completion. On the other, activists, including a newly founded civic association, say critical mistakes were made, resulting in damages to the historic bridge. One thing is certain. When it comes to the 230 million crown project, emotions run high. Preparations for the overhaul were years in the making. The last time Charles Bridge saw extensive repairs was in the 1970s under Czechoslovakia's communist regime. Repairs which specialists say were only a partial success. This time things had to be different, explains Jiří Petrák, the head of the Czech branch of Maud MacDonald, overseeing the current reconstruction. But he admits the going has not been easy. The reason? First and foremost, what was at stake was not a facelift to the bridge, but key structural repairs. These included the crucial use of a new waterproofing system to stop water seepage that had been causing damage to the structure itself. Jiří Petrák explains.
I'm a bridge engineer, and certainly I look at it as a most important historical engineering structure in Central Europe. And we look at it from this point of view that now we got a duty to do major rehabilitation of bridge and to preserve it for future generation. So we have to look carefully at the engineering aspects of the reconstruction. Major problem of that bridge certainly is structure integrity. We did all precaution actually to protect it against high water and, you know, these aspects which could undermine foundation of the bridge. And this is now finished, and there is not possible that bridge would be broken by high waters, because now it is perfectly secure.
The second phase of reconstruction, the repair or replacement of some 60,000 sandstone ashlars, has been equally demanding, if for different reasons. Each ancient sandstone had to be evaluated individually for damages, from flaking to disintegration to growth deposits, to find whether the stone could remain or whether it needed to be replaced. The difficulty was, one, finding new samples on par with the superior sandstone used in the original, and two, matching new industrially cut stones to the original ones. Point blank, this is something that has not been seen as successful and which has come under focused criticism. In 2008, an inspection team from the Culture Ministry confirmed a number of results that were alarming, that some of the stones that were part of the bridge's balustrade had been damaged, and they said the authenticity of the cultural heritage site had also been compromised. In some cases, stones had been poorly matched and poorly fitted. Also, there was the additional charge that a needlessly high number of original stones, still in fair condition, had been removed without a sufficient explanation. Maud MacDonald's Jiří Petrák, by contrast, insists every stone was well documented and removed only for good reason. In his view, some of the criticism of repairs has missed the bigger picture, namely that some steps now, which can appear brutal, for instance jackhammers at times have been used, were necessary to undo poor decisions taken back in the 1970s.
It has been taken out of context, this low-quality repair rehabilitation in the 70s. Actually, this is the problem for the stonework, because they did, I would say, similar work as we do today, but with a low quality. They were using cement mortars, very strong cement mortars, to the, let's say, very soft stone, sandstone. And so actually now, because we have to disconnect everything, so actually we can't just disconnect the stones, because they are bound by much stronger mortar. And certainly we cut it by a diamond saw and so on, but it's very difficult actually to recover this. To the critics, I would like to say that genuinely we do our best.
But many, such as the newly founded Association for Historic Preservation, known as ASORKD, aren't buying it, saying damage to the bridge is tangible even to the layman's eye, and permanent. It's not, they say, the contractor's or contract supervisor's fault, but allege the blame lies elsewhere, higher up, with Charles Bridge's owner, the City of Prague, followed by the City Hall as a decision-making body. All gave the green light for reconstruction to go ahead. And the group says that should never have been the case, given that key protocol in the renovation of such sites, advanced planning, an historic study and further assessments, as well as later supervision, were allegedly never maintained. According to the group, City Hall broke several laws in the process. And certainly earlier this year, the city's Department for the Preservation of Monuments confirmed that a number of key steps had been ignored. It fined itself just over 50,000 crowns. The association's spokesman Martin J. Kaderman says if proper preparations had been conducted, it could have led to a more conservative approach towards restoring the bridge.
Who is to blame? For one, the city, which did not meet its requirement by law to care for the historic monument and prevent damages. Two, City Hall, which did not oversee the renovation. And in last place, the National Heritage Institute, who it took 2 years to put forward a recommendation that the project be stopped. Renovation on the bridge began before it was known how it could even be conducted. That has led to the current situation. Even a layman can recognize the damage done.
Na cokoliv se podíváte, je poškozeno.
The association has since launched a petition already signed by more than 3,000 people to put a stop to the process. But Mr. Kaderman admits it has been difficult to get some on board. Many simply can't believe that repairs on such a major site, perhaps the most important site in the country, could be so badly mishandled.
Some people think we're joking. They find it inconceivable that this is how anyone would approach repairs on a national site. Everything you look at has been poorly handled, including the balustrade, because it was not overseen. That is why we need the project to be stopped. If it isn't, we'll all be very unpleasantly surprised in a year's time.
Takovýmto způsobem se podcení oprava národního klenotu.
Since then, the group has filed charges with the police against a so-called unknown perpetrator for alleged damages to the site and has promised to keep stepping up the pressure. City Hall, meanwhile, has rejected the group's criticism and said that as far as reconstruction was concerned, the overall quality was high. Will Progress receive a rude awakening when major renovations wrap up? Bridge engineer Jiří Petrák says definitely not, stressing that the critics will be proven wrong. He said all involved are aware of the huge cultural importance of Charles Bridge and makes clear he has never felt a greater honor or responsibility.
I appreciate to be able to help Charles Bridge and to participate is the highest reward for me in my bridge engineer career. I feel that we are criticized for some steps which are in the process. And it's not finished yet. And when we will say, now it is finished, and now hand it over to public and to the client, certainly I think that all these comments will disappear.